I'm with Chiefs defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. Bob, you've been in Kansas City for a few months now. How has the transition been from New York?
It's been exciting, hectic, but very enjoyable. I think, we've learned a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things happening all at once. You know, like all NFL coaches right now, we have the normal free agency, the draft going on. But for us, two other things obviously are happening. One, we have to learn our own players, those of us that are brand new here. And then two, we're also putting in our defensive system, in our case, with our defensive staff. So it's been a full day, almost every day, but exciting, and we're really looking forward to getting this thing rolling here.
Now, you've had a lot of years in the league, and you've worked with a lot of different schemes and systems. What is it that you've learned over the years?
Well, I think, number one, for sure, players make schemes. Schemes don't make players. So I think that's important. And you can really be successful in any of these schemes. We're going to be out of the 3-4 mold, which was what they had been playing here previously. It's going to be a little different than the last couple of years. It'll be a little more multiple. But I think of all the things involved is that you try to look at the players you have and you try to zone in to the strengths that they have. You know, even within those systems, as you collect players, you say, okay, look, we're a little better off doing this opposed to what we did a year ago. And I think that's always an ongoing thing. It's one of the things we're going to have to learn here in the next couple months, even after we get our first opportunity to get to know these players, to see them on the field, to see what they do best and go like that. Because I think that ultimately is the key thing in coaching, is figuring out really who you are and not always who you want to be. So that'll be the objective for all of us on defense early.
Now, before Kansas City, before New York, you were with the United States Military Academy. How did that shape or maybe change your coaching style?
I love that time. The exposure was great, and the people that you work with there are really incredible individuals. As we all know, you know, they go out to really impact and lead our country. And so to be around that type of highly motivated, highly disciplined, and probably the greatest aspect of all working there was that this was a team-driven group of people. You know, that's their culture. That's what they do every day. And so that was exciting, and it was like really the ultimate coaching place, if you like, team. And that's one aspect of this whole profession that I've really enjoyed, is the development of a team or unit. And so to see these people that would be so selfless, so dedicated, so hardworking, and believe me, the demands on them there were really amazing. So that was a very pivotal experience for me in the coaching profession, and I've taken a lot from that during my time and stay at the academy.
Tell me about what's going on at Arrowhead right now during the offseason. You guys are really busy.
Well, like I say, you know, we really have to stack up a lot of things here at once, and they're all important aspects of it that all NFL staffs are going through. And then you're involved with the combine, the draft, which is going to be coming up here shortly. So those are staples at this time of the year for everybody. But for us, we're also, you know, teaching our own system to each other, you know, get the exposure as a staff from a defensive standpoint, and also, you know, again, learning our own players, the players that are going to turn here. And so we make sure that we understand what they do well and things that we're going to have to work on and how they're going to be able to adapt to this new system.